Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Directions module, Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1. This unit is set in the ROC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers used in getting directions to things inside a building. This is Daniel King's first day in Taipei. When he comes out of his hotel room in the morning, he asks one of the hotel employees for some information. May I ask, on what floor is the dining room?
请问餐厅在几楼？请问餐厅在几楼？
It's on the second floor.
在二楼。在二楼。
Here's the word for a dining room in a hotel.
餐厅。餐厅。
And here's how you ask what floor. More literally, what number floor?
几楼。几楼。
Listen to the exchange live.
请问餐厅在几楼？
在二楼。
Again.
请问餐厅在几楼？
在二楼。
Check your comprehension.
请问餐厅在几楼？
May I ask, on what floor is the dining room?
在二楼。
It's on the second floor. Mr. King replies, Oh, I take the elevator to the second floor.
Oh, 我坐电梯到二楼。Oh, 我坐电梯到二楼。
When I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go?
下了电梯往哪边走？下了电梯往哪边走？
When you've gotten off the elevator, go to the right, and that's the dining room.
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。
Here's the word for elevator, literally electric stair.
电梯，电梯。
The phrase take the elevator in Chinese is really ride the elevator. Here's the prepositional verb to ride.
坐坐
And here's the verb to get off.
下下
Notice that in the sentence, 坐电梯到二楼 take the elevator to the second floor, the verb 到 is used as a main verb, without the verb 去 following it. The verb 去 is only used for a final destination. In this exchange, Mr. King's final destination is the dining room, not just the second floor.Here's the exchange live.
Oh, 我坐电梯到二楼。下了电梯往哪边走？
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。
Again.
Oh, 我坐电梯到二楼。下了电梯往哪边走？
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。
Check your comprehension.
哦，我坐电梯到二楼。
Oh, I take the elevator to the second floor.
下了电梯往哪边走？
When I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go?
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。
When you've gotten off the elevator, go to the right, and that's the dining room. Here's a conversation Mr. King might have later in the day, in a department store. Listen to it live.
请问卖雨伞的在几楼？
在三楼。
有电梯吗？
有，在那边。坐电梯到三楼。下了电梯就在左边。
Again.
请问卖雨伞的在几楼？
在三楼。
有电梯吗？
有，在那边。坐电梯到三楼，下了电梯就在左边。
Check your comprehension.
请问卖雨伞的在几楼？
May I ask, what floor is the umbrella department on?
在三楼。
It's on the third floor.
有电梯吗？
Is there an elevator?
有，在那边。
Yes, it's over there.
坐电梯到三楼。
Take the elevator to the third floor.
下了电梯就在左边。
When you've gotten off the elevator, it's just on the left. After breakfast, Mr. King comes down to the lobby and talks to the hotel clerk. May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？
Yes, from here you go to the left.
有，从这里往左走。有，从这里往左走。
Go downstairs and then you'll see it.
下楼就看见了。下楼就看见了。
Here's the expression for haircutting place.
理发的地方，理发的地方。
Here's the expression to go downstairs.
下楼，下楼。
And here's the verb to see.
看见，看见。
The verb 看见 is a compound verb of result. The verb 看 means to look at, and the verb 见 means to perceive.The verb compound, 看见, to see, refers to an act of looking that results in a state of perceiving. Listen to the exchange live.
请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？
有，从这里往左走，下楼就看见了。
Again.
请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？
有，从这里往左走。下楼就看见了。
Check your comprehension.
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方？
May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
有，从这里往左走。
Yes, from here you go to the left.
下楼就看见了。
Go downstairs and then you'll see it. Listen to a similar conversation that might take place in a department store, live.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
没有。
这附近有吗？
有，下楼从大门出去，右边就有一个。
Again.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
没有。
这附近有吗？
有，下楼从大门出去，右边就有一个。
Check your comprehension.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
Do you have a place to get a haircut here?
没有。
No.
这儿附近有吗？
Is there one in this area?
有，下楼从大门出去。
Yes, go downstairs and go out the entrance.
右边就有一个。
There's one just to the right. After getting his haircut, Mr. King goes to the central bookstore.Listen as he talks to a clerk near the entrance. May I ask, on what floor do they sell maps?
请问几楼卖地图？请问几楼卖地图？
Second floor.
二楼，二楼。
How do I go?
怎么走？怎么走？
Go Go straight to the back.
往后一直走。往后一直走。
Go upstairs, and the map department is just on the right.
上楼右边就是卖地图的。上楼右边就是卖地图的。
The Chinese sentence, 几楼卖地图, has a location, 几楼, as topic, and no subject. To translate this sentence into English, we must either add the subject, they, as in, on what floor do they sell maps, or change the verb to the passive, as in, on what floor are maps sold? Here's the word for back.
后, 后.
And here's the expression to go upstairs.
上楼, 上楼.
Here's the exchange live.
请问,几楼卖地图?
二楼。
怎么走?
往后一直走,上楼,右边就是卖地图的。
Again.
请问,几楼卖地图?
二楼。
怎么走?
往后一直走,上楼,右边就是卖地图的。
Check your comprehension.
请问,几楼卖地图?
May I ask, on what floor do they sell maps?
二楼。
Second floor.
怎么走?
How do I go?
往后一直走。
Go straight to the back.
上楼,右边就是卖地图的。
Go upstairs.And the map department is just on the right. After buying a map, Mr. King goes to a small restaurant and is seated toward the front. Listen as he talks to the waitress. May I ask, where is the washroom?
请问洗手间在什么地方?请问洗手间在什么地方?
It's there. Go all the way in and it's on the right.
在那里。往里走，在右边。在那里，往里走，在右边。
Here's the word for washroom. Literally, wash hands room.
洗手间，洗手间。
And here's how you say to the inside, in the sense of to the back or all the way in.
往里，往里。
The phrase, 往里走, is often used to mean, go to the back, when the room in question is long and narrow. Listen to the exchange live.
请问,洗手间在什么地方?
在那里,往里走,在右边。
Again.
请问,洗手间在什么地方?
在那里,往里走,在右边。
Check your comprehension.
请问洗手间在什么地方?
May I ask, where is the washroom?
在那里,往里走,在右边。
It's there. Go all the way in, and it's on the right. Here's a conversation Mr. King might overhear when he goes back to his hotel and picks up his key at the desk.Listen to the exchange live.
请问餐厅在哪里?
您上楼一直走就看见了。
请问洗手间在哪里?
往后一直走就看见了。
Again.
请问餐厅在哪里?
您上楼一直走就看见了。
请问洗手间在哪里?
往后一直走就看见了。
Check your comprehension.
请问餐厅在哪里?
May I ask, where is the dining room?
您上楼一直走就看见了。
Go upstairs and go straight, and then you'll see it.
请问洗手间在哪里?
May I ask, where is the washroom?
往后一直走就看见了。
Go straight back, and then you'll see it. The following series of exchanges reviews all the material introduced on this tape. The questions in these exchanges are all addressed to a clerk near the entrance of a department store. Listen to the exchanges live. Number one.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
对不起，没有。
Number two.
请问洗手间在哪里？
您往里走，在那个卖雨伞的后面。
Number three.
请问几楼卖收音机？
二楼。
怎么走？
上楼就看见了。
Number four.
你们这里有没有餐厅？
有。
在哪里？
坐电梯到五楼。下了电梯就看见了。
电梯在哪里？
从这里往右走就是电梯。
Again, number one.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
对不起，没有。
Number two.
请问洗手间在哪里？
你往里走，在那个卖雨伞的后边。
Number three.
请问几楼卖收音机？
二楼。
怎么走？
上楼就看见了。
Number four.
你们这里有没有餐厅？
有。
在哪里？
坐电梯到五楼，下了电梯就看见了。
电梯在哪里？
从这里往右走就是电梯。
See if you understood what was said. Number one.
你们这里有没有理发的地方？
Do you have a place to get a haircut here?
对不起，没有。
I'm sorry, we don't. Number two.
请问洗手间在哪里？
May I ask, where's the washroom?
您往里走。
You go all the way in.
在那个卖雨伞的后边。
It's behind the umbrella department over there. Number three.
请问几楼卖收音机？
May I ask, on what floor do they sell radios?
二楼。
Second floor.
怎么走？
How do I go?
上楼就看见了。
Go upstairs and then you'll see them. Number four.
你们这里有没有餐厅？
Do you have a dining room here?
有。
Yes.
在哪里？
Where is it?
坐电梯到五楼，下了电梯就看见了。
Take the elevator to the fifth floor. When you've gotten off the elevator, then you'll see it.
电梯在哪里？
Where's the elevator?
从这里往右走，就是电梯。
From here, you go to the right, and that's the elevator. As a final review, see if you can translate the exchanges of the target list. Number one.
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方？
May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
有，下楼左边就是。
Yes, go downstairs and it's just on the left. Number two.
洗手间在哪里？
Where is the washroom?
在那里。
It's over there.
往里走就看见了。
Go all the way in and then you'll see it. Number three.
几楼卖地图？
On what floor do they sell maps?
二楼。
Second floor.
怎么走？
How do I go?
往后一直走。
Go straight to the back.
上楼，右边就是卖地图的。
Go upstairs, and the map department is just on the right. Number four.
请问餐厅在哪里？
May I ask, where is the dining room?
坐电梯到二楼。
Take the elevator to the second floor.
下了电梯就看见了。
When you've gotten off the elevator, then you'll see it. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of directions for C1.